Bright Sun Shines will be there with you. Get your summer love with 3CR this summer. Oh, yeah.
Summer love is like no other love.
Woo!
Yeah!
Summer love is like no other love.
What I mean is summer love, it's like no other love. 3CR acknowledges that it is situated on Wurundjeri lands of the Kulin Nation.
Community Radio Melbourne, station 3CR, as part of 3CR's test transmissions, this will be the first station.
You're listening to 3CR and a program called The Mixtape with Andy and Tony, where we trawl through the archives of live music recordings and station ID cards from the dusty past, and other bits of stretched tape, ephemera,
first official day of programming,
condiments, and
a lot of friends and a lot of hope.
Your younger days.
This program is replacing Talkback with Attitude and Arts Express over the summer for the next couple of weeks. I hope you can stand
against a nuclear war march fire, and that fire, and that was certainly a very noisy affair.
Was right out of my head the way he described it. He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along that he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no. My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. He said I'd need treatment, but I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined when out of his sight to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts, no more ifs, or ands, or buts. They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew Bob was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're visit at three? I knew that this was meant to be. Now I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight, so that's why I got into the rock one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do, but I saw some crazy scenes before, but can't do now. Do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all looked at angry young men. They all looked at Edison, also at Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if I just couldn't understand the idiomatic logic that went on in my head? I had a brain that was insane. I used to laugh and make, as I refused to ride on all those double-decker buses, because there was no driver on the top.
What? No driver on the top? Oh man, this chick is twisted. She's flipped city poop, shooby toys in the attic, cows in the top attic. She's gone.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head, but I said to your doctor, I think that it's you instead, because I have got a thing that's unique and new. To prove it, I'll have the lost life on you, because instead of one head, I've got two. And you know two heads are better than one.
Hello, Tony.
Good morning.
How are we?
Andy. Well, thank you. And two heads are better than one.
They are. Look at us.
Yes, between us we have five heads.
So what was that track? Can you tell us?
That was Twisted by a duo called Ros and Grey. We're just speculating as to what kind of bass that was.
Yeah, I'm going for upright. I'm a, you know, I hear what you're saying. It did sound like there was some fret buzz there.
It did.
Well, should we get the next track underway?
Yeah, this next track is by Frank Yamar, and it's just titled A Song in Pigeon Jar.
Awesome. Yeah.
And that's what music is.
Yeah. Lovely. All right, let's do it. This song's rad.
Kevin Rudd here. I'm from Queensland and I'm here to help. I'd like to say that the Prime Minister is a 3CR sceptic. I'm not. I'm totally in favour of this. I think it's one of the most important moral considerations we have as a nation, whether it's support radio stations like this. And so our policies are not the same. I've actually got a list here of the differences between our policies and the policies of the current government. I'll just... hang on a minute. I had the list. Hang on a minute. I Came in here, I put my jacket down. Where the bloody hell's the list? Just talk amongst yourselves, will you? I'll get the list of a huge number of differences between our policies and those of the government. Just to have a discussion, you might like to work out how to pay for the radio station. We won't be doing it. That's not on the list. It's wrong. I'll tell you that for nothing.
What do you think of that, Kevin Rudd?
It sounded a lot like Fred Dagg.
It did too, you know.
The famous New Zealander.
Wouldn't it be great if John Clark came in here?
Yes.
And just, like, helped us out with our show?
Well, he's here.
He just did, didn't he?
I always think of him in that film, Death in Brunswick,
where
he plays that character.
Is that Sam Neill? And
yeah, with Sam Neill.
Go and see that. I know about it.
And that scene in the house where they try and have a quick smoke, a quick drink, and a quick game of darts before shooting off to the cemetery, where he was a grave digger. He's kind of the mythical working-class hero, some kind of educated working-class labouring socialist.
Going to have to check it out, I think.
And before that, we heard Frank Yammer playing A minor and B minor without the bar on.
Another one of my favourites.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I was holding on to that one for this week, being our last week. Next week, I'll be back behind the glass. Probably where I should be.
Like some kind of museum specimen.
Yeah.
We did a pretty good cover version of that Frank Yammer song, didn't we, in your lounge room?
Yeah, it was the courtyard, wasn't it?
You just started
ripping into it. I was like, wow, I like it. What do you want to hear, Tony?
How about Peter Baxter?
Yeah, for sure. This song's called I'll Never Know.
The phone just rang, it was a friend of yours. Asked for you, hadn't heard the news. Was that laughter in her voice? Are you sure this was your choice? Well, I guess I'll never know. Funny how songs trigger memory. There's a few that come to mind readily. Wonder if you feel the same. Isn't guessing half the game. Well, I guess I'll never know. Well, I guess I'll never know what I did to hurt you so. And I hope you understand, this is not what I had planned. I just wanted you to know. Just last night I was with a friend of mine. We loosened up over some table wire. He thinks I drove you out the door. Might have helped to talk some more. Well, I guess I'll never know. Well, I guess I'll never know.
Nobody knows a liar like I. Nobody knows Atlanta like I do. The reason why I travel through and through. If you got a good lesson, I'll give to you. You got a good lesson, I'll give to you. Take your man, take him away from you. Now you're taking my man and you cut me to the bone. If you're taking my man and you cut me to the bone. The reason why you hear me cry and moan. Can't you hear the whistle that a whistle blow? Can't you hear people that a whistle blow? Blow just like never been blown before. Blow whistle blow. Nobody knows Atlanta like I do. Oh, nobody knows Atlanta like I do. Reason why I travel through and through.
Well, that'll wake you up in the morning. Thought it would go a bit electric. What do you think?
I love the slide on that, huh?
Yeah.
And those harmonic pops.
That was tasty.
Indeed.
What do you reckon? I think...
Who do we start with? It was just Peter Baxter.
I'll Never Know.
I'll Never Know. It has that great line in it that says, I loosened up with some table wine. I'm loosening up right now with a screw top bottle.
You wish. Next song I got, Sharon Carpenter.
Yeah.
Flag on for a painting.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting really 3CR radical now. This, like, you know, there's some cool stuff.
Some politics.
Yeah. Let's do it. Here we go.
Walking alone in Alice Town, galleries all bunch all around. Out of our people, stories told. Fancy galleries, they're everywhere. I walk inside, first thing I feel is dollar signs and white curator screen. 40,000 years of history, but all I see is money, money. Greedy white man, how can you sleep? Greedy white man, you make me sick. Greedy white man, you better watch out. Greedy white man, your day will come, your day will come. Thank you.
wanders in from his homeland, new paintings he brings. And I wonder what price will be paid, or even if he'll see that day. Greedy white man, how can you sleep? Greedy white man, you make me sick. Greedy white man, you better watch out. Greedy white man, your day will come, your day will come.
There's a lot to be said for the food of the sea. But back in her fish shop is where she should be, instead of buggering Australia. Australia was black till we migrants came. We can still restore justice, have peace all the same. But if we blow this chance, what a terrible shame. We can kiss goodbye this Australia. Later migrants came to these shores, bettered themselves doing our dirty chores. Will we let Pauline tell them we don't want them no more? Now they've helped build Australia. Pauline had a fish shop, and that's fine with me. There's a lot to be said for the food of the sea. Maybe 6 fathoms under is where she should be if she wants to bugger Australia. Not perfect, but we tolerate all kinds of makes. But we haven't much truck with rat bags and snakes. We'd be fools to believe Pauline's got what it takes, and let her get her hands on Australia. Pauline Hanson's in a class all her own. She likes things real simple, but her following's grown. How free will we be if their true colors shone in a handsome one, Australia? Pauline had a fish up, and that's fine with me. If you want my opinion, that's where she should be. And if we don't fight them, we won't stay free in this land we all call Australia. If we don't fight them, we won't stay free in this land we all call Australia. This land we all call Australia. Thank you.
shreds of paper, shreds of nails are littered across the floor. Daily news piled up high, words echoed against the wall.
Some Other Time by Lisa Di Giantomaso with the outfit Sapphire Monkey, and lots of live music artifacts there, kind of booming, and that beautiful stretched tape sound. And before that we had Pauline's Australia, referring to fish as the fruit of the sea. We started off with Flag for a Painting by Sharon Carpenter. And just like I heard Viv Marlowe calling out on New Year's Eve on the corner there on Smith Street, something about a flag, I think she said, God hates flags. And it's a timely reminder. Speaking of timely reminders, as I rip off these little yellow post-it notes, people can begin calling up for Talkback next week, because the regular Talkback show will be back. So Pat and Joe will be there to listen to what you say and say what they think. And speaking of which, here's a track by Tommy Lewis called This Is My Country.
This is my country, I belong to no other. Yeah, this is my country, it's beautiful like my mother. It's beautiful like my mother.
is my country. Yeah. I belong to no other. Yeah, this is my country. It's beautiful, like my mother. It's beautiful, like my mother. Desert to the forest, all this belongs to me. I love and respect it, because this is my country. I belong to no other. And this is my country. It's beautiful like my mother. She's beautiful like my mother. And Banksia, they're all my family, because this is my country. I belong to no other. Yeah, this is my country. It's beautiful like my mother. It's beautiful like my mother. It's beautiful, it's my mother. Country, I belong to no other.
I got my passport.
Yeah, this is my country. It's beautiful like my mother. It's beautiful like my mother. It's beautiful like my sister. It's beautiful like my brother. It's beautiful like my brother. It's beautiful, yeah.
The 1996 Canberra Cavalcade. Trade unionists from around Australia fighting for industrial justice. Live on 3CR.
Robbery. About the government and their mates, they've been cutting down our trees. They was yarning about what they could do to stop the loggins. Then Kula said they're taking our homes and our food, and maybe we should flog them. Oh, dear, I'm in that merry gun. Bali John, they were all once happy and free, so that's why they all agree. So Cooper squawked, ah, ah, so he could distract the loggers. Well, Burren swooped in and took their tools from them government workers. A Keraton Dunyarak come from the side, and they bit him. Well, Jira jumped on them, boing, 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 and that's when he split him. Oh, Jira, Minak, Mary, Gun, Bali, John,
They were all once happy and free, so that's why they all agree. So that's why they all agree. So that's why they all agree to make them go away.
That was Wayne Thorpe, Had a Corroboree. And before we heard that, we heard a CSA from the 1996 Canberra Cavalcade. So, yeah, we'll play a few more things like that. So if you hear some announcements that don't seem to quite correlate, that would be the reason. This next song, though, is called by Sunglass, Most Days, recorded live at 3CR.
Satisfied, Mr. Canada, that you've taken me as Crooked Mouth. Yeah, well, I didn't even vote you into command. And do you really want to know what it is I can't stand? It's your assumption that I need a man or a state to stand behind just to justify having my child. Mr. Cannon, now that you've taken me as your bride, there's a lot more you'll have to provide. I said no to a few, and the only thing I've got left to say to you is Jeff, you, Jeff, you. Mr. Kennett, now you've taken me as your bride, there's a lot more you'll have to provide. I said no to a few, and the only thing that I've got left to say to you is Jeff, you, Jeff, you. Get Jeffed.
Well, I wonder who that was about.
Get Jeffed.
Yeah.
Get that look.
That's a great track.
Who was it?
I have no idea. I've got the title, Bride of the State.
Interesting.
That was, I guess, all that was labelled on the cart. So that's what.
And for the listeners who don't know what a cart is, this is an exercise which you were interned to do. And it's a cart's a bit like a... like an old eight track.
Yeah, but only two channels.
Yeah, the kind of square plastic cartridge. Not an audio cassette, but kind of bigger and clunkier.
Just sort of put it in there like an Atari game and hope that the tape doesn't grab.
And it's a big long loop of tape, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Like generally, they're just short little 4 or 5 minutes. That's why we've got all the songs and the CSAs and stuff off them, because you couldn't really fit interviews and such. So I'm guessing, you know, you had them in the studio and you're putting them in as you went.
Yeah, and they would have been used a lot. Hence, some of them are quite nostalgically stretched.
Yeah, and we like that though, don't we?
I do. I like the way they go in and out of pitch.
Yeah.
It's very now. And very then.
Bit of tape flux.
Tape flux.
Alrighty, so this next one is Tightrope, Cabin In, and JMS.
You might want to fade this up.
Okay, no worries. Here we go.
Mr. Cabin In, back in.
I'm 1, 2, 3.
Gotta go to town and pay the rent. Gotta do it soon before it's spent. If I had a safe instead of having all that fun, then I'd be safe. Working like a dog is not the way. Seems you got my head down every day. Better way than there's gotta be. I think I'll try the lottery to pay. But instead I'm stuck here sweating because I've spent that rent. Do it soon before it's spent. If I had a saved instead of having all that fun, then I'd be sent. Working like a dog is not the way. Seems I got my head down every day. Now, a better way there's gotta be. I think I'll try the lottery to pray.
Last track we heard was called The Rent. I'm unsure who the artist was, but if you know, let us know. That would be great. I used it on a May Day special earlier in the year. And I also played this one as well. It's called Peter Bell, The Price of Plastic. Enjoy.
Out in Altona, they make all the plastic. The big multinationals claim every award. Oh, yes, we believe in health and safety. The health of the workers can be safely ignored. Way out in Altona, the families depend on the big petrochemical industries there. It's workers that live with the dangers and hazards. The bosses get rich and the bosses don't care. Oh, the price of the plastic is clear on the market, but cost it is hidden like cancer and pain. For where are the bosses when workers are dying? They don't have to pay up or weep or explain. Now here is a story that won't be forgotten. How workers start learning about DCB, the pigment in plastic that causes the cancer.
been kept a secret by the Herx Company. I crawled in the roof mid the beams and the piping, all in the white powder for 15 long years. And the company never once told me, be careful, that funny white powder brings cancer and tears. The price of the plastic is clear on the market, but cost it is hidden like cancer and pain. For where are the bosses when workers are dying? They don't have to pay up or weep or explain. The whistle was blown and the story unfolded. Management struggled their secret to keep. Don't nobody talk about carcinogenics. The profits are sacred and workers come cheap. A steward came forward and went to the TV. The network slipped up and the story it broke. The bosses took action to bust up the union. They sacked Helmut Grease, a strike to provoke. All the price of the plastic is clear on the market, but cost it is hidden like cancer and pain. For where are the bosses when workers are dying? They don't have to pay up or weep or explain. The 70 workers know only one answer. The old saying goes, if you don't fight, you lose. If you have to go contract, forget about union. The bosses will pick and the bosses will choose. Oh, how many cancers in how many workers? How many experts are pushed to and fro? But the wasting away of once healthy bodies is a misery bleak that statistics can't show. Oh, the price of the plastic is clear on the market, but cost it is hidden like cancer and pain. For where are the bosses when workers are dying? They don't have to pay up or weep or explain.
Thank you.
stars. Some visited the moon, wanted to see the stars. They were singing out of tune. No one seems to sing anymore. Sing anymore. Ask the stars. You're a good singer. You don't have to ask the stars. You're a good singer. You don't have to ask the stars. You're a good singer. You don't have to ask the stars.
Oh, you don't have to ask the stars. You're a good singer. That was Claire Birchall.
Very nice indeed.
Recorded here during the Music Matters show.
Amazing.
It's something more recent.
It's just so diverse, isn't it? There's no one track that sort of follows each other that's the same.
Indeed.
You know what I mean? It's sort of the whole 3CR ethos almost.
It's... So, excuse my, you've just thrown me. Before that,
sorry.
Before that was Liquor Snatch and a track called Even Steven. And Dale is working on a very special colouring book at the moment as we speak. I hope the research is going well. Yes, she's working on it, hammer and tongs. And at the start was...
The Rent, and I put out there if anyone knew who it might be to get in touch, and someone did pretty much instantly, and it was Dave Evans.
Who rang up?
I'm not sure, actually.
Was it Kate?
Maybe.
Was it? From Lazy Wednesday afternoon. Yeah. Dave is a stunning multi-instrumentalist and has an outfit called The Band Who Knew Too Much. Hey, wasn't there that song about plastic at the start?
That was Peter Bell.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And that last track, can you tell us about that? Did you announce
I can't
that?
Tell you anything, but I can tell you that I did announce it. Back
awesome.
Announce it.
That's
I can
all we need.
I can tell that also that your short-term memory is like tape loop in a well-worn cart. It's being stretched.
I like that. All right, we'll play like an old CSA and then
turn
we'll
the
go into
down.
Another track. It's by Orca, Rhonda Grosvenor, Aboriginal Women. But before we hear that, this is Elaine from Live and Local in sometime during the 90s.
Hi, I'm Elaine from the Loose Lariats, and your donation to this special Radiothon edition of Local and Live makes me so happy. I could start to yodel, hadaladdy, yodaladdy, 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 yodaladdy. Had-a-lady, yodel-lady, yodel-lady, had-a-lady, oh, yodel-dy. Ooh.
respected Aboriginal woman, an elder of her people. She fought for the rights of her people. From Yatla to Greenbush, they look to her. Her brothers inside, she gave them strength and advice to survive, to help them fight the injustices done by the white man's law. Ooh, Aboriginal. Yes, you gave so much and touched so many lives, and you cared so much that you couldn't watch your brothers die. Ooh, Aboriginal man. Ooh, Aboriginal. Though you're gone, your spirit will live on. Don't be scared of the dark. I'll be there to hold you tight. Your foes aren't too large. I'm your champion. I'm ready to fight. I'll protect you all that I can, and I will love you, 'cause I'm your loving man. So much love you have given to me, more than I've ever known. As far as I can see, I'll give you all of what I own, and I'll protect you all that I can, and I will love you, 'cause I'm your loving man. When we're old, old and gray, please remember, darling, what I say. I will hold you in my loving arms, and I will take you away, take you far, and I'll protect you all that I can, and I will love you, 'cause I'm your loving man. Yes, I'm your loving man.
beautiful.
G'day, this is Richard Franklin. When you've got voice, you've got freedom. Be a little bit free and support 3CR.
Maybe you am. I am, I am an honest man. Well, I'm a politician.
Indigenous people in Australia and the Pacific have borne the brunt of nuclear testing. And this was not done unconsciously. We found documents in the British archives saying that yes, there is certain hazards, but only to primitive peoples, those that don't wear clothes and don't wash, unlike us British. So the sort of racism inherent in this whole operation was known and understood from the beginning, that these were the casualties of a larger imperial policy, and that they were able to bear the brunt because they were very small populations and didn't have much political voice. And as we fast forward to today, we see that same thing.
3CR, keeping you informed about Australia's nuclear past and present.
At such a time, it's important to have a voice like 3CR, steady, constant, sane, and committed to a nuclear-free Australia.
Hey, that was Brad Gittin's Lovin' Man, that last track we heard.
Wow, he's full of affection, isn't he?
Incredible.
Indeed.
That's beautiful. Yeah, and then we heard a couple of CSAs, and
that's right.
Do you want to announce this next track?
I don't know what it is, but I think it is, in fact, a live recording made here at 3CR very recently, maybe a year and a half ago, cool. Featuring Michelangelo, John Berlusconi, and a mystery guest who we shall do a little research on as we do listen through to it. Keep the mics on, though.
Cool.
Just in case it doesn't start.
No worries. All right,
let's,
here we go.
Let's
we'll
hear
give
it.
A shot.
Record, but she is a very prominent union organizer. And another friend of mine is...
That sounds is, like Matt Victor Gleason. So it must have been recorded during one of his sessions.
Just men being...
I like this. It's like one of those audio things where you're...
In every
the director's
kind of
cut.
Of life, there are reasons
it's very confusing. In a good way. Let's move on to the next piece of raw data down on that page. What's this?
Song 1, Beck Goring and the...
Oh, yes.
We'll just see what happens.
Bye-bye, Matt. Oh yeah, turn this up.
What's on the horizon line, or what the day may bring? There's one thing that's for sure, the birds will sing. The birds will sing. Time keeps sailing on, I'm not sure how I went wrong. Give me the whiskey to sink the troubles we've been through, that we've traveled through. There comes a time at the end of every day when I need a place to go, need a place to stay. There comes a time at the end of every day when I need a place to go, I need a place to stay. I'm going home, I'm going home. All I want is a second chance, I'll never stuff it up again. Even if we just stay friends, even if we just stay friends, please be my friend. There comes a time at the end of every day when I need a place to go, I need a place to stay. There comes a time at the end of every day when I need a place to go, I need a place to stay. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Please come home, please come home, please come home. please come home.
Hi-ho, sports folks. You're listening to Playing Like a Girl,
8:55 a.m. on 3CR Community Radio.
Every Sunday from 12 till 1. Stay tuned for our regular dive into sports briefs. For all the latest and greatest in women's sports. Schmooze, news and interviews.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. We are gold medal famous. This first song is called Saturday Night Epidemic. We're from Mellington, and tonight we're playing at Bar Open with Mia Sherwin, Laura McFarlane from 99, and Vaughan will be doing a solo set. Here we go.
And there we have it.
Who was that? Gold medal famous. rocking it with the theremin.
I know. You don't hear that very often these days, do you?
No, although there's an outfit called Night Terrors and in Melbourne, and they also rock the theremin. It creeps in every now and again.
Yeah, right.
And there's a notorious YouTube video of a cat playing with a theremin.
Ah, talented.
Which I have purposely not watched.
Well, if you kind of, you know, as at the beginning, Joe.
Thanks.
Tony says, if you can stand it in our intro, we're pretty much done.
We've got to the limit of what we can stand.
Yeah, are you going to be calling me on Talkback next week? Or?
No.
No?
I'll be snoozing.
Fair enough. Well, speaking of Talkback, just recently there was the Eureka Day celebrations 3CR held.
Mm.
Joe Toscano was in charge.
Mm.
And at the end of that, they had a fella play acoustic guitar, a song, I think this song might be, you know, written
for the occasion.
From that period of time.
Oh, it's an historical work,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, yeah. So I think we should go out on that.
All right.
You've been listening to Mixtape Summer Programming on 3CR. Next week, everything will be back to normal. Joe and Pat will be in the studio and talk back with Attitude will be on as per regular. And as I said before, I'll be on the other side of the glass, so give me a call. Otherwise, peace out. Thanks very much, Tone.
It's been sheer hell.
Awesome. That's what we like to hear. Thanks for joining us. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
For the motor car or telegraphic wires, when England not just ruled the waves but ruled over our lives. California fever, it spread around the globe. A rush to waiting sailing ships, ye travelers all aboard. Destination, a southern nation across the southern seas. A land where rivers gleam with gold, a land of hope and dreams. The poverty and bitterness could all be left behind. A foreign man with nothing but fortunes yet to find. Someday, someday. In Ballarat on early morn, Eureka days of old, a story true and moving tells of courage I am told. When just a hint of dawn began to spread across the sky, a motley crew of miners took a stand prepared to die. Swore under the Southern Cross to fight for liberty, to fight for justice one and all, and set the nation free. Against all odds, against the laws, oppressive to extreme, the miners swore under the stars and paid in blood to dream. That day, that day, that day. Troopers slaughtered all who dared to claim democracy. They cut down every living soul who tried to intervene. Surprised and overrun by forces loyal to the crown, to no avail, the miners stood their ground, most everyone. Among the brave and bleeding, soon to count among the dead, a nameless man with mortal wounds inflicted to his head, had held his pike, had held against king's horses and king's men, had held his pike defiantly right to the bitter end. That day, that day, that day. The pikeman, let us call him John, He tried to hold the line with other men of courage who now knew that it was time. As bullets, bayonet and sword all found their chosen mark, as forces loyal to royalty laid siege in morning dark, and as the nameless pikeman lay there dying on the ground, his only friend beside him just a scruffy little hound, who howled and growled at any who did dare to take away his master and a hero who took his final breath that day. That day. That day. The tiny dog, a terrier, cried out so plaintively, a loyal friend right to the end for God and all to see. He sat upon his master's chest, his howls were heard by all, right on the spot where on that day courageous men did fall. And soon after, John's body had been tossed upon a cart, piled upon the many who'd been stabbed right through the heart. Man's best friend then leapt aboard, for none could drag away the dog right by his master's side, a legend born that day, that day, that day, that day. Again, no one ever named the graves of all the fallen men, most likely put down in cold blood with graveyard digger's spade, the bravest little terrier beside his master's grave. December 3, lest we forget, in 1854, liberty and justice finally made it to our shores. Political decrees of greed, of power and of kings had forced the miners to rebel, a stockade bunkered in that day. That day. That day. Quiet nights when all the stars are spread across the sky, the Southern Cross still shines on all the souls of those who die. In unmarked graves not far from where democracy was born, not far from where they swore an oath of loyalty at dawn. For every little thing we have, 4 years ago, by those who dared to stand up for the freedoms that we hold. Fragments of